Governor Cuomo outlined his agenda for a possible special session in what he called an op-ed column to newspapers. In it, he says he's seeking more gambling casinos in New York, an infrastructure repair fund that will fix dilapidated roads and bridges, a job training program for inner-city youth, and more money for regional economic development. At the end of his essay, Cuomo mentions the topic that's brought the most controversy and discussion, a revamping of the state's tax codes, which could result in wealthier New Yorkers paying more in taxes. E.J. McMahon, with the conservative-leaning think tank The Empire Center, says the first items are essentially window dressing, or, as he puts it,
you know when somebody sends you a FedEx package or UPS and you get a big box? And you're kind of excited only to open it and find that it's a smaller box surrounded by styrofoam peanuts? The governor's so-called jobs program is basically styrofoam peanuts.
McMahon says it's the tax proposal that's the key.
The tax increase is about either extending or permanently establishing a higher rate than now is in permanent law, which, of course, reverses his position on taxes as of, you know, until very recently.
The governor has said repeatedly during his first year in office that he does not sanction higher taxes, and he's remained steadfastly opposed to the extension of a temporary income tax surcharge on millionaires, which expires at the end of this month. Elizabeth Lynam with the budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says reducing inequities in the current tax code and re-examining all the tax brackets is a much better plan than simply extending extra taxes on the richest New Yorkers.
But not just plunk in that bracket or extend that bracket permanently without a fuller review of the tax system.
If the legislature were to agree to Cuomo's proposed changes this week, they'd be clearing up some major budget hurdles months before the start of the new fiscal year next April. McMahon with the Empire Center says there's a good reason for the governor to desire action in December, and it doesn't have to do with the budget. In February, Cuomo will need to decide whether or not to reject the legislature's plan to draw new district lines for its members. McMahon says lawmakers may think that if they agree with some of the governor's agenda now, Cuomo may allow them more leeway to draw district lines to suit their political interests. After the February deadline for redistricting passes, the governor's leverage significantly decreases, he says.
I am not suggesting a spoken quid pro quo here. This doesn't need to be mentioned. Everybody's aware of it.
Late in the day, Cuomo released a second statement. In it, he says the current tax system is unfair and proposes adding multiple income brackets, including more high-end brackets, another way of saying he wants the wealthy to pay more taxes. But the governor is already getting some pushback. The chair of the state's conservative party, Mike Long, says in a letter to Senate Republicans that New York has a spending problem that won't be resolved by increasing taxes. And the leader of the state's largest business lobby, Heather Brichetti of the Business Council, says an improved business climate, not new taxes, should be the top priority. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.